From the Life of President David O. McKay, The Girl in the Blue Dress. As prophet, President David O. McKay traveled with his son, Llewellyn, to Europe. He dedicated temple sites and tried to greet as many church members as possible. After one meeting, there were many children waiting to greet him, and Llewellyn said to his father, "Father, you don't have time to greet all these children. Aren't you tired?" And the prophet replied, "Son, never hurt a child. I can take time to meet these youngsters. I wouldn't disappoint them for anything." A little girl came up to the prophet and said, "President McKay, could you sign my autograph book?" And he answered her jokingly, "Do you think I can write plainly enough for you to read it?" Just then, someone tapped President McKay on the shoulder and whispered to him for a moment. When he turned back to sign the little girl's book, she was gone. President McKay said to his son, "Llewellyn, please find the little girl in the blue dress. I'm afraid she thinks I didn't want to sign her book." Others helped Llewellyn search, but the little girl was nowhere to be found. On their way to London, Llewellyn and President McKay traveled with a group of missionaries. President McKay told them about the little girl in the blue dress. He said, "I wish we could have found her." One of the missionaries replied, "President McKay, we think we know who she is. We'll talk to her branch president, and he'll phone you this evening." And President McKay replied, "Wonderful." President McKay talked to the little girl's branch president, apologized for what had happened, and arranged for the autograph book to be sent to his office in Salt Lake City. When it arrived, he eagerly signed it and mailed it back. Note: adapted from Llewellyn R. McKay, Home Memories of President David O. McKay, pages 133 to 135. End of note. End of the section, From the Life of President David O. McKay, The Girl in the Blue Dress.